Welcome back to In-Depth, our PSA program on Lotus Radio Stations. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. My second and final guest this morning is Connie Billington with the Carson Valley Community Food Pantry. Connie, how are you?
Thank you for having us. I'm doing well today.
Wonderful. Yeah, you thank you for coming in for so early on a Sunday. And you are, I have to admit, I don't know too much about the Carson Valley Community Food Pantry. So I'd love to get some background, your work specifically, how you got involved, and then the group as a whole. So what do you got to tell me?
Well, last January, I was part of the Main Street Minden program, and we got together with the Community Food Closet and decided we wanted to do something special for the community on Thanksgiving morning. So we developed our Turkey Trot.
Okay.
It's going to be the first annual one. And so my background has been in community service with the Food Closet and other nonprofits in the area.
Wonderful. So what the Food Closet, how did you kind of get involved with them? Have you always done this kind of work?
I actually started doing their food drive with the Share Your Christmas and got involved with them through that about 3 years ago.
Oh, wonderful.
So I do 12 hours that day with them.
Oh, wow. So you just go
all the
full
food.
On. Okay. And how is that going? Is it kind of just growing every year, or is the need growing? What's it look like?
The food drive that we do is amazing to watch all of the people come by and bring all of the food in. The schools come by, Santa Claus arrives, and we have a lot of community support down there.
So not only it's for a good cause, but it also sounds like a lot of fun just in
it
general.
It is. It is.
Very cool. So the Turkey Trot, how did this kind of come about? I mean, we have some Turkey Trots in and around Reno, but you're thinking, hey, why don't we bring this to Carson?
We did.
Make it our first annual.
We did. It came about through Sergeant Bernadette Smith with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. She suggested having a Turkey Trot in Carson Valley. So that's how that all started. And then it grew from there, and we added the Douglas Animal Welfare Group to the benefactors. So this not only benefits the Carson Valley Community Food Closet, but also the Douglas Animal Welfare Group, known as DOG.
DOG. I know. That's the best acronym ever. I mean, it really fits, doesn't it? So, not only is it good for a good cause, but it's going to be a fun time. The Turkey Trot. Let's go into the nuts and bolts. When and where is this going to take place? What's the running going to be like, or walking or jogging, depending on what people are
Well, this
do.
Is going to happen on Thanksgiving Day, November 23rd. We will actually be open for people who want to register that day at 7:30 in the morning.
All right.
The race will start at 8:30 and go, and it's a fun 5K fun run walk. So it'll probably be over with about 10:30.
Okay.
It starts and ends in Minden Park in Minden, Nevada. And we will be going through the residential area, so we're hoping to get all of the residents involved and cheering all the people on that morning.
Very cool. So, I mean, this is a wonderful thing to do on Thanksgiving. You're going to be scarfing down so much food that evening. Why not maybe get your exercise in early and then help a good cause at the same time?
Oh, they get a little gift certificate that says you can have that extra piece of pie at the end.
Oh, that's wonderful. Very cool. So, yeah, Turkey Trot happening on Thanksgiving Day. You said Minden Park, right?
Minden Park.
All right.
And if people don't know where that is, it's just off of 395.
Okay. So pretty easy to find.
At 6th Street.
And you mentioned this before we started recording the interview, but you already have a lot of people who have signed up for this. And for a first annual, that's really good.
We actually have about 140 people signed up as of today.
Fantastic.
And so that alone tells me we were on the right track.
Oh, very good. So is there a goal for how many people you'd love to get signed up for this? Even just in your own head?
Well, it originally started at 50, but we're going to probably do hopefully 150 to 200.
Okay, cool. So there's still spots left for this thing.
And the other thing that it's going to do is we've got a swag bag, so we've got gifts for everybody that's coming. And we'd like to also promote people shopping local.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. So we've got Black Friday right afterwards, and then Shop Small Saturday.
Yeah, right. Small Business Saturday is going to be that Saturday. So, yeah, keep the money in your own neighborhood, in your own backyard.
Correct.
Very good. So, yeah, Turkey Trot involved with the Carson Valley Community Food Pantry. I'd love to talk about it just generally. Are you ever, I'm sure you're just constantly looking for food donations as well. I mean, you got the drive in general, but I'm sure at any and all times you're looking for stuff, right?
We do. The food drive does provide a lot of our food for the first 6 months of the year, but then we are constantly out there asking for more food to be donated.
Okay.
And they can do that at the food closet at any time.
Very good. Is there a specific type of food you're looking for? Maybe you're trying to stay away from too much sugary stuff or salty stuff. I don't know what your thoughts are.
We always look for the basics.
Yeah.
The bread and the fresh fruits and things like that. So during the summer, a lot of times people will bring food in from their gardens and things like that. So,
very cool.
There's a lot going on.
All right. Very good. Anything else you want to add? Maybe how can people sign up? Is there a sign up online or something?
There is
like that?
A sign up online. You can get reservation forms at the food closet or online at raceentry.com, Carson Valley Community Food Closet.
Okay. Very
and Turkey
cool.
Trot.
All right. There we go. Is there anything else you want to add? Maybe about the organization, maybe about future plans. You got a Turkey Trot. Any other events you're thinking in your head you'd want to? You want to do?
We have all sorts of different things, community food programs going on. We have our empty bowls program for the food closet, usually in the fall.
Okay.
And then dog is always looking for other things to be donated for the shelter.
Okay, very good. So I've heard of empty bowls. When is that happening?
That's usually in October.
Oh, okay. So we kind of just passed it, but
we
at least
just
people can keep in mind for next year.
Right.
That's a good thing. All right. So can we look at can people make donations not just of food but of money to you to your
they
organization?
They can through the Carson Valley Community Food Closet.org.
Okay. Well, then
and
simple
then through
as that.
The Douglas Animal Welfare Group also.
Wonderful. Well, all right. Check out the Turkey Trot. That is for the Carson Valley Community Food Closet, and it's happening on Thanksgiving Day, which is November 23rd. And what was the website again? I want to make sure I have it in my head.
Carson Valley Community Food Closet.org or through raceentry.com, Carson Valley Turkey Trot.
All right. Connie Billington, thanks for coming in. And anything else you want to add or before we conclude? I think you pretty much nailed every point.
I think that'll work.
All right. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you.